Welcome to the Job Interview Podcast. My name is Matthew and I'm your host. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and founder of CandidateClub.com. Candidate Club features interview training to improve your interview, avoid mistakes, learn questions and formulate answers, resume training, resume downloads, and more. Did I mention that the Job Interview Podcast is now on YouTube? You can learn from in-person videos where I cover these same topics. Subscribe on YouTube so you'll be notified about upcoming guests, YouTube live question and answer sessions, and exclusive video content. I'm trying to grow this YouTube channel so I can share more with more people. If you don't mind taking a moment, please go to that YouTube, watch a couple of videos, like them, and subscribe. A link to the YouTube channel is in this episode's description. I've received requests from listeners to give some insight on what life is like on the other side of the table. In this episode, we're going to cover a day in the life of a recruiter, what you look like from their perspective, and how to use this information in this episode to improve your application and success in the job market. We are going to start with a recruiter. In later episodes, I will cover a day in the life of an executive recruiter, which is very different from a recruiter, and another where I will cover a day in the life of a hiring manager or hiring director. The day in the life of a recruiter. We're going to assume a couple things about this recruiter. This recruiter is working in-house at a company. That means the recruiter works for a single business and hires employees directly for that business. To start the day, the recruiter is going to show up bright and early, probably not wearing a blazer like this one, but I like it, so what the heck, open their email and or hiring platform. A hiring platform is a program that allows a company to post jobs online to many different sites. It also allows recruiters to view all applicants, contains information and all that data in one place, the contact information and more. They can see who has applied, who is considered top candidates, who is in the hiring process, view candidate notes, phone numbers, email addresses, and more. They will look through new applicants and make decisions whether to hire or contact certain applicants. This will typically be through automated emails asking when an applicant would be available for a phone interview or a Zoom interview or an in-person interview. For smaller companies, this might all be covered just in their email, but many companies use hiring platforms to organize all of this and keep everything in one place. It's time for a scheduled phone interview, so the recruiter makes a phone call. The call rings through and no one answers. This was a great candidate. The recruiter hangs up and takes note that there was no answer, maybe sends an email to the candidate asking for another interview time. The recruiter decides to cold call another candidate with the time allotted for that first interview. This call also rings through without an answer. The recruiter sends an email to that second call asking when they might be available for their first interview. The recruiter picks up the phone for another cold interview, and while that call is ringing, the first candidate starts to call back. The recruiter finishes that interview and then moves to schedule an interview with the candidate as they were great. The recruiter returns to the missed call from that first candidate they called in the day, and it rings and rings. And even though that candidate just called, there is no answer. It's now time for an internal meeting where managers and department heads discuss the need for more job candidates and ask what the status is on new candidates, new people that are ready to be hired. They also ask what can be done to attract more applicants and more people to the company. The recruiter is contacting everyone possible, but is frustrated with the lack of traction. Why would a candidate take the time to apply for a job and then be so difficult to be in contact with? It's now time for an in-person interview, and our recruiter's candidate is on time for the interview. They get a call from the front office. Hi, your 1 p.m. appointment is here. The recruiter walks to the front of the building and the candidate says, "Hi, I'm Matthew. Nice to meet you." They walk to the conference room. The recruiter has a list of standard questions that they go through during every interview. The candidate doesn't seem nervous, but is not saying too much for answers. The recruiter continues asking questions to try and understand what interests the candidate in working there or gauge what they're wanting to do with their career. Why have they applied if they don't seem that interested? The interview ends. The recruiter takes notes about how the candidate is qualified, but also takes note of their kind of lack of interest and enthusiasm. While they're doing this, the phone rings and an applicant from the morning is calling back. The recruiter takes the call and begins the interview. during a long answer from that job applicant, the recruiter sees that 5 new emails and applications have come through since the morning and starts to work through them during that phone interview. The interview ends with a second interview scheduled with that candidate. The recruiter then spends time following up on past email threads with candidates that have responded to interview requests and trying to schedule those now in the future. 3 or 4 phone and in-person interviews are now scheduled for the next week in between other interviews. And there might be some time scheduled for recruitment training, maybe an offsite event or a weekend training event. This would cover best practices, new software, the state of unemployment, and more. To end the day, the recruiter might have a team meeting or a one-on-one meeting with their manager. They would go over hitting predetermined numbers of phone calls, interviews, and goals for hires made. The recruiter is under goal, but is either calling, speaking with, or scheduling time with applicants almost every minute of the day. They might discuss new goals, new hiring initiatives, ways to attract more people and more talent, new company culture ideas, changing the interview experience, creating fun onboarding programs, and more. That is what a typical day for a recruiter would look like. If the company is growing and needing to hire, recruiters stay really busy. It's a lot of work. Now, with this information in mind, how can you stand out and get a recruiter to notice you? How can you stand out and help them make the decision to hire you? As you can see, days are often jam-packed and busy, so things and people start to blend together. Everything can start to look and sound the same. To start, when you apply, anywhere you can add a note to your application, whether it be on your resume, in an email, on a note on your total application, or somewhere else, write what days of the week and times of day you can be reached by phone. The biggest mistake applicants make here is that they say anytime, and in my experience, anytime means never. If you're available at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4:30 p.m., I'm going to put one of those times in my calendar and plan to call you then. Applicants that give set times they can be reached tend to be much easier to get a hold of. I'm not saying that you only write this after you're contacted. I'm recommending that you add this to your application when you apply. It will make a big difference. After you apply for jobs, make sure that your phone is charged up and ready for phone calls. I know that we all get a lot of spam calls, but during this time of trying to find a job, just start answering all of your calls. Those spam calls are only going to take a couple seconds out of your day. It's not uncommon for a recruiter to make a call without an interview being scheduled. When they have some spare time, they see an application and they like it, so they just pick up the phone to try and get a hold of this person as soon as possible. You might be that person, so be ready to take that call. After you're contacted, again, give specific times you can be reached for an interview. Never say anytime, even if you are available anytime. A recruiter can, and anyone can call you anytime. That doesn't mean that you're going to pick up. Give 3 or 4 specific times on specific days of the week that you can be reached. Maybe add alarms to your phone at those same times so you'll get a notification and remember to keep your phone on ring or watch it and be in a quiet place to take the call. This will make a huge impact on how easy you are to fit into the schedule. Consider how many phone calls and interviews a recruiter conducts per day. With that, if you keep your phone interviews short and interesting, you will keep them engaged and wanting to learn more about you. Keep your phone interview answers under 30 seconds. Add some variance to your voice. Don't sound like you just woke up for some reason. That happens a lot. After giving a couple of answers, you can even say something like, "And I can tell you even more about that the next time we speak," or, "And I have another great example of that that I can share with you later on." When you answer the phone, say your full name to confirm that they are speaking with the person they intended to reach. In my experience with phone interviews, job candidates sometimes forget what job they applied to or what the job is. This is a really bad look. Try and write down or keep track of the jobs you apply to so you can avoid this. If you're in this situation, do your best to avoid admitting that you have no idea what job you're talking about and what job you applied to. Before your in-person interview, remember to take note of what you shared during your phone or Zoom interview. That way, during your discussion, you can reflect back on those examples and help connect the dots and solidify your candidacy. Remember that enthusiastic answers about why you want to work at a specific company and how you can help them achieve their goals makes a big impact on how much the company will want to hire you. Don't act disinterested or like you have too many options. Companies want to hire people that specifically want to be on their team and help them with their mission. We've covered this in past episodes that you can check out. The recruiter has a goal of hiring people. They are often incentive-based, so when they hire someone, they get paid. They will invest their time and energy into candidates that seem qualified, but also the most likely to take the job. If time is limited and a candidate seems like they don't care or they're not going to move forward with the process, the recruiter will invest their time somewhere else. Finally, with a busy schedule, it's easy to lose things in the fray. Remember to follow up with the recruiter with either an email or a handwritten note. Mention specific topics that you covered and mention so the recruiter can easily remember you. And then restate your interest in the job, the company, and your desire to work there and make a difference. If you want to make a difference in your interview and learn how to take control of your job search, check out CandidateClub.com. I created Candidate Club, and it's jam-packed with insider information just like this that will help you stand out, get interviews, and receive offers. Check out CandidateClub.com for testimonials from users just like you that had their job search, career, and income improved by CandidateClub.com. We'll cover the day in the life of an executive recruiter and a hiring manager in later episodes, and we'll be back with more soon.